20-year-old kid stole $200 million from a crypto scam. They hit the biggest lick on one guy for 4,000 Bitcoin.
That's totally insane. You do not want to hand over any Bitcoin, especially those who are asking for your Bitcoin or are there to save the day.
Right here, watching history be made, Bitcoin is now up to $111.
Don't you wish?
It's an all-time high and it's continuing to rise.
I'll tell you what though, it is exciting times now because we are seeing all-time highs in 2024. So in a way, we are making history and we're seeing it in real time.
Here is the literal proof that we are about to experience the second Great Depression in American history.
Uh-oh. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Crypto Collective. After making millions with Amazon and e-commerce, I realized that if I was starting again today, crypto would be my first choice. I'm here to help you take your first steps and build real wealth. Ready to set yourself up for life? Let's go. Today's episode, we're going to see some reactions and let's see what crazy things that the team sends me.
Top five coins to get into. Let's get right into it.
Okay. I think right now we're looking at ETH, ETF. Which I think we have the potentiality of ETH exploding and going past $10,000. I think it's an extremely good play.
ETH, all right, that's one.
FYI, I sold all my ETH, just saying.
We have the Telegram Open Network, which is Ton. You see Pavel Durov, who's the CEO of Telegram. He's come back on the scene.
I've been lives in Dubai, right?
Yeah, and he's one of the few people who's actually gotten citizenship, which is absolutely crazy. So when I look at crypto, I always bet on winners, winning people. I like betting on winning teams, not on speculation. I think as well, we see a $500 Solana this bull run, which is really good right now. I think we've been talking about
Solana. Got a lot in Solana.
It's $30 and the spare market's going to do extremely well. I've been talking about Ton since $2 billion market cap. I mentioned in the Baeza podcast right now, it's at a $25 billion market cap. So people that watched that video, they could have easily done a 10X on their portfolio on that specific play. And we have two other coins that I think are going to do extremely well. They're not out yet. The first one is Monad, which is a layer one competing on the EVM, which is the Ethereum virtual machine. And the final one, we'll leave it in the comment section for people to scout for it.
Well, I tell you what, I do like Luke Belmar. I've been watching him for a while now. I like what he's got to say. I love the fact that he's come from a similar case to myself, actually working in the e-com space, but he's walked away with something like $60 or $70 million after the last cycle after investing in a crypto called Uniswap. He did extremely well. He's now heavily invested into the space. So some coins there could be worth watching.
20-year-old kid stole $200 million from a crypto scam. Have you heard of Malone Lamb? Mm. Probably the biggest case is going on and he got caught like a week ago. Mm. So his plan, right? Him and a couple other dudes would call credit unions.
Yeah.
So they would call and scam and be like, oh, we're Google support. Your thing, your credit union has been hacked.
Ah, I hate those, bro.
Boom. He would hang up. So he would call back as Gemini support.
Yeah.
So that's the big crypto exchange, right? Mm. And he would be like, oh, we need you to send all your Bitcoin into this wallet. That wallet? Compromised. That's his. They hit the biggest lick on one guy for 4,000 Bitcoin. 4,000 Bitcoin is $200 million.
That's crazy.
And he played it. No, but low-key, this is why I don't think he knew that he was going to get caught.
Wow.
He recorded his whole scam. You want to see it?
So he vlogged it.
On Discord.
That's kind of crazy.
Look.
Damn.
That's totally insane. And as I always say, guys, you must be careful because there's people out there who want to take your Bitcoin from you. So please do not click on any links, hang up on Google support, whatever it is. You do not want to hand over any Bitcoin, especially those who are asking for your Bitcoin or are there to save the day.
Right here, watching history be made, Bitcoin is now up to $111.
Don't you wish?
It's an all-time high and it's continuing to rise.
I just wish that I was this guy back in the day, $111, and he's watching it go to all-time highs. It's just incredible.
I've seen it break three times today. Went up to 110, and this is the highest that it's been. It's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what, though, it is exciting times now because we are seeing all-time highs in 2024. So in a way, we are making history and we're seeing it in real time. I actually know this guy. I've seen this story before. He does a future video which says, hey guys, do you think I held onto my Bitcoin? And he goes, hell yeah, I did. He held onto his Bitcoin because A lot of the time people say, oh, I wish I had bought it for $1. But I guarantee you, if you'd have bought $1,000 worth of Bitcoin back in 2013 and it did 100x, it now would be worth, at the time, $100,000. I guarantee you, you would have sold that out for sure. You would not have been like this guy where he held onto his Bitcoin and he's probably now sitting on millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth. Good on him. Hey, just quickly, if you're ready to dive deeper into crypto and Bitcoin and build real wealth, join my free crypto collective community. It's where I share exclusive insights and strategies and live discussions to help you succeed, whether you're a beginner or scaling your portfolio. Click on the link in the description and join us today. Now back to the episode.
How much money do you have in crypto?
Right now, $300,000.
Can we see the portfolio?
Yeah, sure.
Yay! All in Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
That's doing pretty good.
That's one of my rules. I'm like, do not put all of your money into one coin. Now, look, he's done well through Dogecoin, so good on him. But be warned out there, very, very risky. Well, I can see from the title, these cryptos will make you rich. Let's see what he says.
Three cryptos that will make you a millionaire by 2025. Honestly, these Instagram videos are wild.
I wouldn't even get a Rolls Royce, even if I had the money.
All right, $1.92 right now, sitting at a $2.4 billion market cap. I know you guys want me to say that all these cryptos are going to make you rich, but I can't do that. Arbitrum's a great project, but they have a massive unlock coming up where $2.4 billion worth is going to unlock in March. The supply is going to actually double. Now, while Arbitrum could definitely see a 10x in this bull cycle, it's just not going to make you rich unless you already have hundreds of thousands of dollars. And again, this token unlock could change everything in March.
So just on that, you know, imagine if he said you could do a 10x. So if you've got $100 invested in this Arbitrum, then, you know, you're talking $1,000, right? It's not life-changing money. So I don't know. You can play with it if you want, but if it was me, I'd be sticking to Bitcoin long-term.
Chainlink is obviously a blue chip project, guys. I've made so many videos on this. Chainlink with CCIP, the oracles. This is a project that I believe deserves to be in the top five,
okay.
Which means it has massive upside potential.
Potential.
It's sitting at a $10.9 billion market cap. And while I do believe this could see the hundreds of billions of dollars in the future, this cycle, I would love to see a three-digit Chainlink, which again, isn't going to turn your $500 into millions. Bitcoin. Obviously, the dude, if this was actually his video with his fancy blue car in the beginning, Bitcoin, guys, is already at $44,000 as we speak.
Man, this video is obviously old. $44,000 as of today, it's sitting at around $90,000. So I look back at those days and wish I should have bought more at $44,000.
In fact, you know, it's at an $855 billion market cap. Expect Bitcoin to be compared to gold by 2030, if not 2035, but that is like a 5, 10, 15-year time frame.
Guys, if you don't want to play around with these other altcoins and you want to stick to something that's safe as they come and is destined to go up for sure, only invest in Bitcoin.
What price do you think Ethereum will trade at on January 1st, 2025?
Good question!
25K, I think.
How? Hold on, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So a big jump.
Yeah, a stay positive.
It's a massive jump.
I'd say 45.
Okay. Bullish.
Yeah.
No. 45,
rise.
Okay.
Rise.
How much?
3,000.
Tell you what, they vary, don't they? But I don't see it going to that. Whatever that first guy said, what did he say? Like 45, what did he say? 25,000 or something? I can't even remember. It's crazy. I don't see that happening. In fact, I got out of my Ethereum position months ago. I don't even hold it anymore. I'm going with Solana as the layer one.
Here is the literal proof that we are about to experience the second Great Depression in American history. The chart on the left is 1929 when we had the Great Depression. The chart on the right is 2024. They are literally identical. We had this little wedge pattern and then a huge run up before the Great Depression. Right now, we have this little wedge formation and then a huge run up. And right now we are in similar situations where banks are pretty much insolvent. But things are very different this time around. See, in this time period, you couldn't bail out and just print money. We were on a gold standard and there was no central bank that could just bail you out. where right now, if things were to start going down, you'd flood the system with trillions and trillions of dollars and prop up this market. Yep. This is called stagflation, when things are actually crashing, but you just have so much inflation to prop everything up. So don't sell anything just yet. I still think Bitcoin might be a good hedge for this. But be prepared, I think we see one more big run-up before a big crash. Let me know what you think about this, and let me know what you think of the economy right now. And is Trump going to end up bailing us out and turn on the money printers? Let me know.
I think no matter how you see it, the governments around the world are going to turn on the money printers. They simply cannot allow the system to completely collapse. So the money printers will turn on. Bitcoin's going to go up because it's an absolute hedge against inflation. All right, guys, thanks for joining me on this episode with reactions to all things crypto, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to Crypto Collective. If you've enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more of me at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms.